I'd like to refer you first, there are a few passages of the scripture, but Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14, 23. Now read this to you. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. As I was preparing for the trip to Israel, I was reading on the Gospels of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and the words that he preached. And here comes an incident whereby the Lord Jesus fed 5,000. And it was suddenly a time that was very busy. And you could see that from verse 15. And I read that. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. So there were more than 5,000 people. The men counted were 5,000, and that was without counting the women and children. And you can imagine our Lord Jesus Christ was very busy, and lots of people, there are thousands of people that he had to minister to. And in verse 22, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him into the other side, while he sent the multitudes away." It was time for the multitudes to go. And yes, they have eaten. They have seen the Lord's miracles. But what did our Lord Jesus Christ do after he sent the disciples to the other side of the water? And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Our Lord Jesus Christ has set for us an example of prayer. And I speak this to my own shame, that how much do I have this time of prayer to my Lord? And our Lord Jesus Christ was communing with his Heavenly Father. And that's our Heavenly Father, and how wonderful it is to be adopted into this family. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he is fully God. Yes, he is fully man. And yet he prayed, and he communed with the Lord. He praised the Lord, and he spoke to his Heavenly Father. So that particular instance, in this, you can imagine in our mind's eye, he did not go into the synagogue, or he did not go to the house, but he went to the mountain apart to pray. And how close it is with nature, and how quiet it is. Until he prayed till the evening, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. What a sweet, quiet time our Lord Jesus Christ had with his Heavenly Father. And that should be an example for us. And do we have troubles? Do we have concerns in our own lives? Do we have praises? Do we have things that we want to commune and tell our Heavenly Father? There are lots and lots of things. If we were to talk to our friends, we can talk for hours. If we were to watch TV, we can watch for hours. If we were to be in the internet, it can be for hours. And now we have our smartphones and our smart gadgets and devices, and we can use it for hours. But the simple thing, seemingly, here is prayer. And that seems to be the most difficult thing that we find it so hard to do. And our Lord Jesus Christ set that example for us. Come apart to pray and being alone with God. And another portion of scripture I'd like to refer you to is Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Luke 5, verse 16. And here, a simple verse, and he, our Lord Jesus Christ, withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And here it is that he has helped the leper, he has done a miracle, and many probably would have sort of have been very skeptical of him. And our Lord Jesus Christ did that miracle to heal that leper. And I read to you from verses 12 to 15 and what happened before that. And it came to pass in verse 12, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now our Lord Jesus Christ is not gunning for fame. He did this miracle to authenticate that he is the Son of God and he is God, and also to show that he had compassion on the people. He is able to do that miracle, and more importantly, the miracle of cleansing us of our sins. So a lot is going on, has gone on, and lots of people might be searching out for him. And what did he do? Verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew that he needs to commune with his Father in heaven. He knew that he needed to cut off distraction, and he knew how important it is. So it is recorded for us here that we might learn, that we might emulate the example, that in the busyness of our lives, so busy with work, with school, with home, and even in church, but very importantly, withdraw ourselves and pray. And that's how our Lord Jesus Christ has set that example for us. And he prayed with empathy and love for his people. And we can see here also that he showed the disciples and bring them to pray with him. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. And this was the time of the transfiguration. And verse 28 reads, and it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to do what? To pray. Here the Lord Jesus Christ took 3 of his very close disciples, Peter, John, and James. And the Lord Jesus Christ taught them, showed them the example, went up to a mountain to pray. And why did he show them to pray? Because to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is not easy. And before that happened, in verse 23, I read to you the background again. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. To be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is not easy and cannot depend on their own strength. And therefore the Lord Jesus Christ showed them the importance of prayer. And the Lord Jesus Christ prayed, and James and Peter, John and James will learn the significance of depending on the Heavenly Father and much in prayer. And as much as the Lord Jesus Christ has taught his disciples to pray, his disciples would have taught others to pray too. And they became bold in the time of need. And let us see what happens in the early church in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. There is something that others could see amongst the disciples and all those who followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. That they had been with Jesus, Jesus teaching his disciples, teach them not only in words, but in example. And in this aspect of prayer, he showed his disciples how important it is. And therefore that divine communication, if our Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples need to pray, what more we? All the more. And how can we then live our lives day in and day out with only a whisper of short prayer? And before we go to work, before we go out to school, or after we come back from work, a short whisper of prayer. So our relationship with our Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to embrace it. We need to truly be grateful and take that privilege to commune with him. And I'd like to also read to you a portion from Luke chapter 18 of how again the Lord Jesus Christ showed his disciples of the importance of prayer and how they need to persevere and be persistent in prayer. Luke chapter 18. And I read from verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Why? Because men, his disciples, you and I, we tend to faint. And we tend to lose heart. We tend to be overwhelmed by the difficulties and problems and challenges that hit us. And sometimes it may be our own making. And we forgot to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the storm of life, whatever it may be, begin to toss us around and we are afraid. And we sink. And we lose heart. So Lord Jesus Christ has said, man ought always to pray and not to faint. And therefore all the more, we need to pray. And here our Lord Jesus gave a parable as an example. Verse 2, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So Lord Jesus Christ knew that the disciples can lose heart, and you and I can lose heart, can be so faint, can be so troubled, can be so bombarded with the difficulties of life. And when we talk about difficulties of life, you know what your difficulties might be. And here the Lord in particular mentioned about this avenge, that is vindicate. I am right, I need help, and I have been misunderstood, and others hate me, and Lord, I want some vindication. So here it is that the Lord will judge, the Lord will avenge. Because recently you would have heard and you have read in the papers, and that Twitter has gone viral when that Japanese journalist was killed. And what did he say? He said those words that to hate is not for human, and judgment is reserved for God. But then he said he learned it from his Arab friends, who probably taught him in his time of dire need, and he kept calm. But we have our Lord Jesus Christ, and we can have the peace that passes all understanding. But it's easier said than done when the knife is about to cut off our head. But that thing, it went viral in Japan. The Japanese sort of pondered in their own hearts whether they should hate the people who killed their fellow countrymen. But here our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Commit it to the Lord. That's how we can get peace. And how do we commit to the Lord? By prayer, communing to the Lord, surrendering all to the Lord, and say, God, take it all and take it from me, and I should not hate my brother or sister or a colleague or someone that has hurt us. Surrender it unto the Lord, and the Lord will grant peace, and the Lord will vindicate. But here the Lord Jesus Christ said about persistence, really persisting there, and asking the judge, asking the Lord to vindicate. But very importantly, it has to be in God's will. And our Lord Jesus Christ showed us too, Luke chapter 22, that in his prayer, and he taught his disciples, and that it must be in accordance with God's will, nothing less, nothing more. Luke 22, and here would be the Lord Jesus Christ prayed in the Mount of Olives. And I was reading this also in preparation for the trip to Israel, and this came refreshing, knowing that very soon many of us will be walking in the Mount of Olives. And he came out, verse 39, and he came out and went, and as he was wont, that is, as he was accustomed to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. So prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray again, that ye enter not into temptation, because the day of his betrayal will be coming soon. 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, just not too far away, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He knew that he has to die the death of crucifixion. And verse 43, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And that is in his prayer. And that God sent the angels from heaven to strengthen him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. So here the Lord Jesus Christ knew that, yes, physical tiredness can come upon the disciples, can come upon you and I, and environmental challenges may come upon us, and others may come into our lives to make it very difficult. But rise and pray, lest he enter into temptation. And our Lord Jesus Christ truly showed his disciples how important it is to pray. Lastly, and that I'll take from Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. And our Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples in prayer. And this particular chapter is again on what we call as the Lord's Prayer. I'd like to focus on verse 6. But before that, read verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, or the inner room, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. And prayer, God hears. And God hears our prayer, and in accordance with his will, in accordance with his own timing, and for his own glory, he shall reward us openly. So we come to our Lord Jesus Christ to pray corporately here, certainly not as showing off or as hypocrites, but we pray as a church, as also the first century church, the early church, they do that. But in our personal prayer, we come to the Lord, quiet, no distraction, and commit to him in secret. And he, our Father in heaven, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. And Pastor Paul has preached this portion of scripture for many weeks, some time ago. And I still remember the reward, and what will those rewards be? Basically, our Lord Jesus, our God Almighty, will reward us in his presence, the peace with God, the pardon of God, the protection of God, the power of God, and the provision of God. And how wonderful it is to know that our Lord Jesus Christ deem it so necessary to pray and alone in secret, and how much more we should pray alone and in secret. And let us again encourage ourselves, one another, that we will come to our Lord and commune with Him daily and commune with Him in secret. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, forgive us for many a time we have not communed with Thee sufficiently. Many a time we've taken prayer so lightly, and to pray for even a minute seems so long and so difficult. Lord, we pray that Thy Holy Spirit will revive us this evening and onwards, that we will commune with Thee in prayer and find it such a joyful time and peaceful time in surrendering ourselves unto Thee. Help us, Lord, through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord, we pray. Amen. Your prayer list. We thank God for Jiawei and Cindy and Hua Ming family came back from Bali. Only you, or the rest are still there? Oh, I see, okay. So only you, so thank God for Jiawei coming back. And there was this an E5 Nepal church mission trip. Pastor Paul is now communicating with the leaders there in Nepal and to see what might be a good time, a good month, good dates that our church could go for a mission trip. And we will update you soon. And we know that the inexpensive airfare has already started, and we want to take that opportunity. So pray for that, for more clarity and the Lord's guidance in that matter. Anyone would like to add? Yes, Pei Gang. Okay, Susan first. Okay. Cindy's mom has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Was it like 1 or 2 months ago? And recently she fell. And as an old lady would fall, it's difficult, because after falling, bone fracture, pelvis bone fracture. And so she's hospitalized now at Khoo Teck Puat Hospital. So pray for her, that the peace of God will be with her. And Pei Kang? Okay. Pray for Ruth, down with flu, cough, sore throat, and this ear, nose, and throat, ENT thing. Yes, Alan? Oh, yes. We should take that off. Let me see, where? Under sick, that's right. So please remove that. And today was the, is it today was the cremation? Any others? Okay, if not, let's go to our place for prayer.